Character 6. You who chose wrong. You have made a lot of decisions in your life, and you know some choices are more important than others. That's why the act of thinking it through is crucial. But you also harbor the conviction that one can think too much. If one thinks too long, the answer always ends up negatively, or the opportunity has passed you by. That's your experience, at least, because it happened to you while you attended the first year of university. You had an extraordinary chance, but you thought it over too much. The regret burns like cinders in your stomach, and no matter how you think about it, daydream and hope, you will never have an antidote for your regret. You cannot go back in time. You cannot be as smart as you are today in the past, and it's really exhausting and hard for you. It's not okay that some choices in life cannot be changed. It sucks so much, and if there's a divine power, you condemn this entity for having made you so insecure. Background. There was this time when you flirted aggressively with a stranger. You were both riddled with wanderlust, this person more than you, it seemed, because before the night was over, they had offered you something as mind-boggling as a trip around the globe. You only had to show up at Esbjerg Harbor the following Friday, and this trip would be yours. You hadn't even known each other for 8 hours, and you were taken aback by this. You two were flirting, yes, but you didn't know this person at all, so you respectfully declined. Weeks and months at sea with a stranger, even though the person was handsome and sexy in your opinion, the thought of traveling around the globe with a stranger wasn't that compelling. Imagine if you got sick of each other in the middle of the ocean. No thanks, that would have been awful. But on the other hand, you two were flirting and enjoyed each other's company. You would have gotten to know them quite well in that time. The adventure would have been the center of many a talk, and even if you had ended up going your separate ways, you would have been a wonderful experience richer. No, wait, stop. It doesn't help you to think that way. You chose to finish the first year of university, then you took half a sabbatical year. Your partner from that first year of university is still your life partner, and since then you have gotten married. It's 4 years since your wedding, and your thoughts are starting to have their own life, it seems. They return more fiercely and more violently, and they all beckon you to answer the same question, the only question. Did you choose wrong? Where would your life have taken you if you had gone with that flirt on an adventure? Would you two even be together today? Probably not, and that is also a scary thought. You like who you are today, but by everything that's holy, you would give almost anything to have experienced that trip. Your life today consists of everyday tasks, work from 7:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. You get up, go through your tried routine, dinner, bedtime, sleep. Sometimes you can sneak in half an episode of your favorite series, or maybe read a little. Or you used to read. There is no time for that either now. Generally, you find that you do not have the time for everything, and you have realized that you certainly don't have time for a trip around the world as your life is today. That thought is unbearable because it's a result of the choices you made along the way. It would be so lovely if you could go back and choose differently. Your life right now is not that glamorous. It's just more of the same day after day. Come on! Something needs to happen. You need to feel you're alive. The core of your grief or loss. You have gotten wiser and you have realized you chose wrong. It can't be undone, so you have to learn to live with your mistake. There is nothing to do but be angry with yourself because of your own stupidity. Coping mechanisms, daydreaming and absolutes. Your first coping mechanism is, I would have loved to. You use this sentence very often. You would have loved to have more time. You would have loved to be invited by your friends to attend things. Would have loved to rip out a year from your calendar and just travel. You would have loved if you could go back and change your decision. Your second coping mechanism is the role as a mentor. You are a quite reasonable and understanding individual. People ought to listen to you. You listen to the others in the group and propose solutions to their problems. You know what you are talking about, so your solutions are actually really good. You just need to is a sentence you use often to underline that you actually know what you're talking about. Your third coping mechanism is people need to stop whining. The more you think about life only going one way, and that's forward, the angrier you get. Nothing can be undone. Everything you do has a consequence. Nonsense. There is nothing that cannot be undone. Have you chosen the wrong partner? Leave them. You don't like your education? Change it. Stop whining and do something about it instead. Answer these questions in your head before going in-game. What is your name? What specific thought has occupied your mind recently? What feeling rummages in you as you walk through the door to the self-help group for the first time?